a lot just trying to get through that traffic to get here, but
always tough this time of the day.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, tell us about the start of your NFL career. 7 games now. You're an amazing 14 of 15 through those 7 games. You couldn't ask for anything better or more.
Yeah, it's good to be off to a good start, and one thing we're all big about here is stacking good days. So as long as Morgan and Sam are there, they make my job pretty easy. But as long as we're doing what we're doing, we'll have a chance to be successful, with each attempt that we go out on the field for.
Now, you're from Houston, so that was a homecoming. I know you went to high school in Austin, and, of course, you're a Longhorn. But you are from and born in Houston.
Yeah, born in Houston and lived there for a short period of my life up until I was about 3 years old. And, I mean, it wasn't really a point in my life where I was making a whole lot of memories. But, no, it was cool to go back to Texas and had a bunch of friends and family at the game. So, it was good to see them.
How many would you say were there?
Friends and family all included, probably about 20 people. So it was a good motley crew.
And you, of course, performed your second game with 250-plusers. That puts you in elite company. Only a handful of players have ever done that, rookie or otherwise, in the history of the game. What does it make you think when you're already putting that type of elite company at this point in your career, only 22 years old?
I really try not to think anything of it, honestly. If I did, then I probably wouldn't be able to fit my head out the door when we're done. But no, I really try not to think about it. And that's something that Randy, Harbs, Jerry, and Morgan and Sam have been really good about with me early on through training camp is, keeping me in check, just like on the field and off the field. With our routine, that's something we always come back to is everything should be the same. It should just be a routine, and we've got it. We've got it down at this point. It's just a matter of fine tuning here or there. But it's cool to be in some good company. And I was shown some names of some of those guys earlier today by our PR guys, and that's all good and well. But ultimately, at the end of the day, we want to win.
Speaking of that, it was an ugly loss the other day against the Houston Texans. Just describe to our listeners and viewers what it was like in that locker room after that loss.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to be on the losing end of any battle like that. But, the way everyone is in this building, everyone's got a positive attitude. And it's hard to find someone in here that doesn't have a smile on their face. So, you don't want to lose, but it's Harb said it. It only counts as one. This isn't like the BCS where, style points are coming into play. And if you get beat by X amount of points, you're going to lose this many points in the computer system. It's just the only number that matters is one. So, we'll pick up and move on and go into Cleveland and take care of business.
We'll talk about Justin Tucker's bye week plans. We'll also talk to him about life in the NFL. We welcome your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL. Find us on Twitter, @BrettHollander. This is Ravens 101. Justin Tucker in the house.